Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday is a big day for you all. It's the opening of the ice here at Canalside. This is obviously something you guys must be extremely excited about.
We are 100% so excited for the season. You know, summers in Buffalo are amazing, but the winters are really that time to get people engaged, get them outside, get them active, and what better way than the ice at Canalside?
So what do people need to know coming down here to Canalside for the winter? What are the open hours for skating here at Canalside? I know in the past you've done curling as well. What do people need to know?
So our hours are the same as last year, actually. So we're Wednesday to Sunday, public skating. So Wednesday and Thursday, we're open 3 to 7. On Friday, we're open 3 to 10, Saturday 10 to 10, Sunday 10 to 8. So we really want to maximize those times during the weekend, and if there's another game or something going on downtown, people have time to come on, skate, and then go do whatever else they're planning on doing that day.
It's interesting because anytime I'm watching TV or something during the winter, there's always some station that has a shot of the ice at Canalside, people skating on it. This has grown to be one of the destinations in town. How many people have been coming to the ice to skate yearly? And I'm sure it's grown over the years, too.
It's definitely grown. You know, as we've added other activities and amenities down here at the ice and made it more visible to some folks, the numbers have gone up. Last winter, we had about 250,000 guests come down, you know, and that's locals, that's people coming in for holidays, it's people staying in our local hotels that surround the property. So we're hoping to have a bigger number this year.
What do people need to know about rental skates, bring your own skates, stuff of that nature?
If you have your own skates, by all means, bring them down. You know, we do have them for rent anywhere from a child size 7 all the way up to extended sizes into 15. So we've got a pretty good range of sizes available. If you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York member with your insurance card, you do receive a discount off of rentals and admission. Otherwise, it's, you know, $6 to come in for an adult, $4 to rent some skates. You're looking at a $10 night.
People are starting to see something new at Canalside every year that they come down here for the ice. The most recent one, the Explore More Children's Museum, that's nearing its completion. But then there's also going to be the Sinatra development towards where the Tim Hortons statue is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always something new that's happening down here. How does everything that's happening affect how people enjoy the ice?
So one of the biggest things our guests will notice is that, you know, last year we had this huge entrance tent on Main Street, and it really pulled people in. It was a one-stop shop. This year, we've got these great construction projects that are starting to really develop what Canalside is supposed to be, which is a neighborhood. And we're now going to be using our Main Street entrance and our Commercial Street entrance, bringing our guests right down to the rink where you can come into the pavilion, get your skates, get all of your skate aid walkers. We'll have lockers available for personal use, and then sign up for curling and ice bumper cars.
What goes into the preparation and the creation of the ice here?
It is a labor of love. Our operations team fully commits to putting this on. It's everything from, you know, cooling down that slab of concrete that's underneath the canals all summer. We lay different mesh and different protective adhesions, and then from there it's truly ice and cold weather. It's just flooding it out and hoping that it sticks.
It's been pretty cold lately. How's the weather looking like for Friday for you guys?
It looks fantastic. You know, tomorrow's going to be cold. Thursday's going to be quite cold for that holiday season, but Friday, we're looking at 40s, maybe a little sun, perfect ice skating weather.
Now, people think 40 degrees. Well, the freezing temperature's what, 32? So should they be worried about ice freezing? And what goes into kind of how you guys dictate how you go about your day?
They should definitely not be worried about it. We have about 3 inches of ice, which is pretty significant. Our Zamboni does do the ice cuts, so it continues to add those layers of ice and smooth it out so that there's no rough patches for our guests to come down. Even though the temperature will be above freezing, that actual ice itself is in single digits. So we have a lot of longevity in this slab of concrete.
And it's not always the temperature you have to worry about. It's the sun, right?
100%. We do get still some strong sun that comes right up the skyway, right over Explore More Children's Museum, onto the sheet of ice. But unless it is extreme temperatures and extreme sun, we shouldn't have any problem.
Forgive me if you mentioned this already, but what are some of the new things that are going to be at Canalside for this season skating?
So we have a really cool new fun feature. It's our ice bumper cars. So we have 8 bumper cars. We'll have a designated space on the ice. It's first come, first serve, so you can't reserve it like you can for curling, but you come on down, $7 for 7 minutes, and you get to bump into your friends and ride around on the ice and experience the ice at Canalside in a whole new way.
Where do you guys set up the bumper cars at?
So it's going to be right outside of the pavilion, off to the right-hand side. It's where we had curling last year, so it's under the bridge. We've actually relocated curling to its former home next to Explore and More Children's Museum right along that ice sheet there.
What else would you like people to know about Canalside's ice skating?
You know, if you've never done it before, come on down. Give us, you know, come down when it's new in the season and before it gets too cold, so you can really enjoy your winter time down here at Canalside. And if you are a return guest, we thank you and we look forward to seeing you this week.
Are there special hours for this opening week?
For Friday only, so November 23rd, Friday is our opening day. We're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. A normal Friday day would be 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Weekend is the normal time for Saturday and Sunday?
Correct, yes. Okay.
And then you start Wednesday to Sundays, right?
Wednesday to Sunday. And we're going to try to go right up until about St. Paddy's Day. So, you know, you get a solid 3 months of ice skating down here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.